Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I was at a little girl's birthday party with my daughter, and out of nowhere, my daughter just goes, "This cake tastes like beer."
Oh, no. No.
Two thoughts pop in my head immediately. Number one, I have to convince every other parent there I have never, ever, ever given her a taste of beer in her life. And number two, now I gotta try the cake. I gotta give it a shot.
December 3rd, yeah. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin, here we are. Here you are. Here we are. Yeah. Oh, yes. The guy who does mornings on 98 Rock just walked by our little window here at the Ridge. Every time he walks by, he's got like a new look. Like it's always this. Ah, shut up. He always has like the same look, but it always like conveys different energy. Today he's hoodie, backwards baseball hat,
okay,
long poofy hair in a ponytail.
Well, it's, yeah.
So he's giving, I don't know, ex skateboarder,
ex
or like narc. Like,
oh,
I'm here to infiltrate the bar.
Yeah.
Like, anybody got some coke? You know?
Oh, he'd say cocaine.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any legal cocaine? Any illegal cocaine?
Hey, bros, we're the drugs.
Drugs. I like drugs.
But then some days, he has his hair out of a ponytail, no hat, and I don't know if it's hair washing day or not, but it's still a little wet, and it gives off, ex-professional wrestler because he's a big guy.
Okay, I can see that.
Like, hey, where's my table?
Like, I brought my own ladder.
I got some flats and I got some posters. Don't worry, I got my own Sharpies. Just tell me where to sit.
I always think, like, when guys have long hair, especially older guys, and they wear it down, okay? I always think that, like, that's their version of, like, fancy.
Do you think it's fancy or mm-hmm. do you think it's, like, you know what? It's a hair down day.
No, I think it's, like, when they're trying to look elevated.
Do you like guys with long hair?
I do not. Mm. Never have, never will.
Are there many women who do anymore? Like, because it was a big look in the 80s and 90s. I don't see it as, like, name a sex symbol with long hair right now. I don't think you can.
I don't think I can.
So it's just a look.
Not one that isn't, like, sort of more gender fluid.
Yeah.
What about Jason Momoa?
Oh, there you go. Okay, there's one.
What about Benson Boone? Does he have long hair?
No, I wouldn't consider that Benson Boone. I wouldn't consider Benson Boone.
Okay.
You know what I mean. Great news, everybody. Big news. The Dancing with the Stars show, I don't know how they do this, is going on tour.
Yes.
And somebody's coming, and Kevin's excited.
It's Robert Irwin.
It's Robert Irwin.
Okay, well, other people too, you know?
Sure,
like
sure,
who?
Sure.
Don't look it up.
Efron guy.
Who?
Zac Efron's brother.
Okay, yeah.
What's his name? Dylan?
Maybe.
Dylan Efron, yes. Okay. And then that girl from Boy Meets World, Topanga.
Oh, right. Okay, Topanga.
Yes, okay. Those three are coming.
Those are the only ones coming?
No, there's more, but I don't care about the other people.
Whitney and Jen from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yes.
Yeah, but now we've really got to go back to the real creme de la creme for Kevin.
Well, there's only one person Kevin wants to see.
His favorite little Kiwi, and that is...
No, he's Australian. He's not...
Kiwis are from Australia.
No, Kiwis are from New Zealand.
Only from New Zealand?
The birds? Sure.
No.
All right.
Look it up.
Well, then our favorite little koala bear. There is that okay?
He is a koala in Zootopia.
There you go. Robert Irwin. Now, what are you most excited about?
Probably the opportunity to see him live, but there is a problem.
What's the problem?
I checked the tickets and they are absurd.
Well, the good news is you know people.
$400, bitch.
What?
Just to see some people dance.
$400
and that's
for
upper balcony.
For Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, bitch.
We're still using the word stars so loosely.
ABC, you've got some balls.
Like, if it was $150, I get that. But, like...
I wouldn't even get that.
$400.
I wouldn't even get
that's Taylor Swift.
Right. Yeah. There shouldn't be three numbers involved in seeing quote-unquote stars dance.
Right.
Okay, well... The good news, Kevin, is you know people,
mm-hmm.
and they could probably get you some tickets. The better news, and this is what I really want you to sit with, is that you know people who really know people, and I wonder if they could get you a backstage pass.
Or better yet, an interview. Him coming to my workplace.
Maybe.
Come see me at work, bitch.
What if we could figure out how to get Robert Irwin in this room?
I would cry.
Okay, so let me ask a question. If we can do that, do we hide the Robert Irwin pinup calendar that sits just across from you so you can gaze at him? We don't take that out of the studio.
No, because it shows that we support him.
Okay, good. That's true. That's true.
All right, so what kind of questions would you ask Robert Irwin? Mm.
What's going on with the zoo, bitch?
He's right. Very concerned about Robert
You've
Irwin.
You've been gone for 5 months.
Right.
All right, okay. Good start,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, is there more?
There's more.
Okay. Can we know what
are you following in your dad's footsteps, or are you making your own? Because you as a dancer, bravo.
Okay.
Are there going to be more dance-centric questions, or is it all going to be about his personal life?
I like more personal life.
Okay.
But, I can do dance, but dance is only one part of his onion.
Right.
Right, yeah.
He is an onion that blossoms.
Layered. Now, I believe he does have a girlfriend.
No, it's rumored.
Okay. Oh. Well, maybe that's something you could ask him.
I will.
Okay.
So who's this girl you're talking to?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, crikey.
Okay. Does he have anything else to say?
I don't know.
No, okay. And if he does have a girlfriend, will you try to talk him out of it?
No, whatever makes him happy, I like that.
You wanna be happy.
And then I want to be more of his best friend, so then I have a place to stay in Australia when I go visit the zoo.
Right, okay. Okay. And do we want a shirt on or off for this interview?
Off.
Right.
It's hot in here.
Yeah.
We're going to blow up the thermometer. Yes.
Smart.
Like, wow, America's really hot. I'm like, yeah, it's that sun. We're near it.
Yeah.
And we're closer to it than Australia.
If it makes you feel more comfortable, I'll take off my shirt too.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. That is a great interview tactic.
You wouldn't feel self-conscious being shirtless around somebody with such a great body?
No, I'm confident in my body.
Yes,
okay. You have a chisel body and I have more of a gelatin-like body.
Right,
so
okay.
Put them together. Not that I'm saying you
we
want
like
to.
We like to move it.
You uh-huh. like right.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of a before and after picture.
Wow, yes.
That's what we're going for.
Yes.
Kevin, this is very exciting. Do we know when it's coming to Sacramento?
Uh-huh, April 21st.
We've got some time.
Okay.
I think what you need to do between now and then is I think you need to talk to the right people in this building mm-hmm. because this is not going to be easy.
Yeah, you need to start now, too.
Mm-hmm.
And email his publicist.
No, I'm talking about the people in this building. You know what? You should email as few people as possible. We have a very capable program director and a very capable promotions director. Let them handle this for you.
Yeah. Fine, but I did find the name.
Because you could fumble this really hard.
Really hard. Yes, you could.
Like in a way that keeps us from being able to interview people for a while.
Oh, because stranger danger.
Right.
Sure, whatever.
Whatever you want to call it, okay? So just don't email anybody from Robert Irwin's management team.
Okay.
All right.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. Katie's been accused many times of defending criminals.
Yeah.
Not in a court of law. Not yet. This is not going to be that, but she did find a true crime story that needs to be told because it's awesome.
Is it awesome?
Yes.
Okay, so three dudes in New Jersey.
Great start.
Okay.
Sounds like a pizza shop.
Connor, Daniel, and Anthony. Okay, Anthony. 2019 and 19. They turned themselves in for allegedly stealing 200 stuffed animals and causing $57,000 of damage. Stop laughing. At Playland Amusement Park, which apparently is a seasonal park. Oh, it's the season. It's the park featured in the movie Big.
Ah.
Where he.
Okay. I see. Okay.
Where he finds the Zoltron machine.
Yeah. Zoltar.
Zolt, whatever. Okay. And they vandalize an electrical room by cutting a bunch of fiber optic cables.
Oh, man.
Stole the stuffed animals in garbage bags. Okay. And tried unsuccessfully to throw a photo booth off the boardwalk.
Wow.
Now, how did they get in? They got in a rowboat and they got themselves in there via rowboat.
And I'm guessing that's how they got themselves out.
I assume so. They rode over to the amusement park, hopped a fence, did their damage, hopped back over with their 200 stuffed animals, cool guys, and then rode back.
Absolutely incredible.
Wow.
Why are you saying this is incredible? This is terrible.
You're only saying that because you're a girl.
Right.
Thank you, Kevin. Right. Thank you.
What does that have to do with anything?
I can't tell you why. This is just a mystery of the genders. But sometimes when you're a guy, you just got to do some dumb damage.
Yeah.
You got to do. Vandalize for a goof.
What?
Steal for a funny. You just got, you like, for the same reason you take a salt shaker from a restaurant when you get a little drinky.
The adrenaline of it.
I don't do it for adrenaline.
No, she does it for the funny.
I do it for the goof because I put it in my girlfriend's purses.
Yeah.
And then when they wake up the next day, they text me, why are there forks in my purse?
Hilarious.
That's funny.
Oh.
Okay, you can't call my little hee-hee-ha-ha thievery, okay, the same as rowing in a boat, scaling a fence, destroying an electrical room.
That might have been part of the security system. We don't know. Maybe they're like Ocean's 11, but go on.
Attempting attempting to throw a photo booth off the boardwalk.
You don't think that's funny? That's our version of your salt.
And excitement and fun. Enjoy destroying things.
Yes. At the time, it's so funny.
We wouldn't say destroy. We were just checking if it was good.
They clipped wires.
Do we know how old these guys were?
Yes, 20, 19, and 19.
Yep. When I was that age, this is exactly the kind of stuff I did.
See, this feels like 15-year-old boy behavior. Okay.
So, I mean, that window's about 15 to 25.
What?
Yeah.
Have you destroyed? Both of you. Kevin, you haven't destroyed
it. I've destroyed a soda machine at Franklin High School.
Right.
What'd you do? That's because
you just push it over.
Because you were crying at it.
Wow.
It got your tears splashed all over it. Gavin, what have you destroyed?
I drove a golf cart into a lamppost once and knocked it over.
That's funny.
It was. We knocked over a mailbox, which was very hard to do. You have to run at a mailbox. Like, it's not easy.
Like a post office mailbox?
Yeah.
Why did you think that would be easy? They're bolted to the ground.
Because I was drunk, Katie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why did they steal stuffed animals from an amusement park?
Right.
Because they were drunk. What are they going to do? Sell it on the black market? Raise them for their own?
That is the only part of it that I think is sort of funny.
No. The photo booth into the water that never makes it hilarious.
Men are the problem. I need it to be said. I need it to be heard. I need it to be written down and understood. The biggest problem in this world is men, and it's all of you.
Well, yeah.
Get a little more pushback.
We used to steal for sale signs and put them in other people's yards. Imagine putting that, waking up to that. Your house is for sale. Ding dong.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
You call 916-909.
What if I just started hijacking this into
1065 to play Mary Name Upgrade Downgrade.
And then everybody was like, we like it so much better when Katie does it.
Keep it up! I'll turn your microphone off. 916-909-1065. Tell us your maiden name and your married name, and we'll tell you which one is better and why. Good morning, Charity.
Good morning.
All right, Charity, what was your maiden name?
Thayer.
Okay,
Charity Thayer?
Yes.
Huh. How do you spell fair?
F-E-Y-E-R.
Okay.
So Thayer.
E-Y-E-R. Charity Fair. Yeah.
Okay, Charity Thayer. I don't like it because it feels like I'm saying the word fair wrong.
It feels, maybe it's just the charity part of it, but it feels porny.
Oh, yeah.
Coming to the stage, Charity Fair.
Fellas, put your hands together.
Yeah, stage two.
You've always wanted to give some money to charity.
But this is your chance.
Here's your chance.
Okay, what's your married name?
Velasquez.
Velasquez.
I do like Velasquez. Velasquez is really fun to say.
Charity Velasquez.
We're going on a whole adventure.
I don't like it.
Velasquez?
I don't like Charity with it.
Well, then she can't do anything about that.
When did that matter?
Charity.
Yeah. I think it sounds fun.
You think charity is fun?
Charity Velasquez. First of all, I want to say Velasquez.
Yeah, but you can't.
but I wanna.
Right.
Okay. I'm gonna say downgrade.
No.
Yes.
Charity.
Charity. Do you know how much I was teased in school because my name was Charity Fair? Like, your mom is so poor, she named you Charity Fair. Like,
I don't get the joke, Charity.
I don't get that joke either, but actually hearing you say your maiden name several times makes me think that it was better, actually.
Yeah.
Charity Fair is it's fun. It is fun to say Charity Fair, and it sounds like you're doing something for society.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. So
the downgrade. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for that one. Let's talk to Tanya.
Gavin.
Tanya.
What's up, guys? Hey.
Hey.
All right. Oh, what a Tanya thing to say.
Tanya, what is your maiden name?
Sorry, but I'm just still surprised I got through. I've been listening to you guys for freaking years.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Well, we're either going to make your day or ruin it.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
It's kind of boring, but my maiden name is DeFranco.
Ooh.
Tanya DeFranco? That's nuts. Yeah. Okay. That's fun.
Okay.
But then I got married, and my name now is Gonzalez.
Like
Tanya
Ani.
DeFranco is, I mean, she will steal from you.
Right.
It's her thing.
She's a wild card.
She is a wild card. Like, she is somebody you want to be your friend because if she's your enemy, you don't know where she's going to go.
And Tanya DeFranco is also the girl that all the guys wanted to date, but nobody could figure out how to get through that cold, cold heart.
Yeah.
You know? All right. So that's a downgrade. Tanya, you're fun. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you so much for listening. Let's talk to Grace. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
All right.
Grace, what is your maiden name?
Palmer.
Okay.
Grace Palmer is a pretty cool name.
I mean, Grace Palmer is somebody from yesteryear when we had talkies.
No. I would say Grace Palmer sounds like the lead singer of a band from the 80s. You know?
Oh, I feel like Grace Palmer, she, like, when she cooked breakfast, she had some sort of sheer robe that she would wear with a long, beautiful silk nightgown, and she'd say, "Good morning, children.
We have a very...
Hello, father. Would you like your coffee?"
We have a very different picture in our head of who Grace Palmer was.
Okay,
well, what is your married name?
Yates, with a Y.
Grace Yates?
Grace Yates.
I hate that. It's too similar.
I can see, like, a sign on the corner of, like, a main road that says, like, Grace Yates for school commissioner or something.
I can't even... If I saw a sign on the side of the road that said Grace Yates, I wouldn't even think it was a person. I would think, like, oh, my God, we drove all the way through Davis, and now we're in Grace Yates?
Okay, once you get past the pond, you're going to have to drive through the Yates for at least a couple miles.
Yeah, well, what kind of Yates? They're Grace Yates. You'll know. You'll know when you see them. I'm going to say it's a downgrade.
It's a downgrade.
Grace Palmer.
Man, we have had only downgrades.
That's fine.
What about this? I also recently got my doctorate, and I always wanted to be Dr. Palmer like my dad, but now I'm Dr. Yates.
Was such a mistake, Yates.
Yeah, go back.
Go be Dr. Palmer, like Papa.
Yeah. The family business. What, doctor of what?
Education.
Oh, wow. Grace. You were so close to being just a sexy smoke show.
Yeah, just take your glasses off and your hair comes down.
But then,
oh, my God.
Then you got Yates on you.
Ew, you got Yates'd.
Yeah, right. You should have stopped in Davis. You went too far.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin is a runner.
Mm-hmm.
And our favorite runner, sorry, Katie.
No, that's fine.
Just ran a 10K.
Yeah.
And he's still in pain from it.
Right.
Not so much pain in his ankles or knees or hips, but in his heart and in his mind. Please tell us what's going on here.
You guys didn't even mention, like, oh my gosh, good job for running the 10K after y'all two doubted me.
Well, I don't think that we didn't say good job.
I can't keep doing this with him.
Doing what? Giving a friend a compliment?
We did.
We did so much, Kevin.
We do.
We did it in person. We did it over text. You sent us your running time and placement. We said, good job.
You came up to us after the 10K, and you clearly ran it. You were sweaty, you
was
know.
I?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you I were, was sweaty. Uh-huh.
You were still panting. And Katie and I both, despite the moisture on your body, gave you a hug
yep.
and said, wow.
Wow, you really did it.
You really did it. And as if that wasn't enough, when the times came out,
yep.
you screen captured it.
Sure did.
And sent it to
us. I just
us,
said that. Mm-hmm.
And all over again, and yeah. all over again, we complimented you.
Yep.
Well,
you can't keep up with this selective listening.
I mean, I just want to give a girl his flowers, okay?
If you are going to be a runner, because you're a runner now, right?
Okay.
You say you run every day.
Well, okay. That yeah. I do want to touch on that, please.
Okay.
He does say that he runs every day.
Yeah.
But how sore are you?
See, my body's not sore. It's just my feet that's sore.
Your feet?
Yeah, wow. The sides of my feet are sore.
Still?
Yeah, and you know why? It's because I wore the wrong shoes to running.
What?
Okay, go ahead, tell them the story.
I had forgot my shoes at home, my running shoes that I usually run with every day, because I was in a rush because I had to wake up early to make it to the 10K early, okay? So it was a lot. So then I had to borrow some shoes from a friend, and his feet are a little bit smaller, so I was running in tight shoes.
Okay, stop.
Yes. You, yeah, unpack this.
You forgot shoes.
You left the house to go for a run. Mm-hmm. And
didn't bring,
forgot his running shoes.
You know what runners do? They bring their running shoes with them. They don't change yet. They wear, like, you know, slip-ons for now driving to the event.
I've never done that.
Where did you see that?
It's just TikTok.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, I follow lots of runners. They do that all the time.
Why?
It feels like there is only one thing you need to run.
I was in a rush.
And that is the thing.
I was rushing. I woke up late. I was like, oh my God, we're going to miss the start of the race. So I had to rush out.
And it didn't occur to you, man, these Crocs wouldn't be good to run in. Am I forgetting something?
I didn't feel the Crocs until I got to the house.
And then your friend brought extra running shoes?
He has several pairs.
I think he got to his friend's house and said, I need to wear some of your shoes.
Yes. I see. Okay. Man, that story does not add up, but your life is wild. So I don't know. I don't know what he does. Maybe that story's true.
Well, I'm just saying, for somebody that says he runs every day, you couldn't even remember the key thing you need for running. Not to mention, tell him what happened to your feet.
What happened to my feet?
When you fell down.
Oh, so I was out and about, okay? And then my feet hurt so much.
And when was this?
Black Friday.
Okay, so the next day.
And then I was walking around the mall, okay? And then my foot just started cramp out of nowhere. And then I fell to the ground like an old person that has fallen.
So this is a person that runs every day.
I wore the wrong shoes.
Yeah.
Runners will relate to me where the shoes are too tight, the sides of your feet hurt, you feel like you're walking on rubber bands. Well, no, rubber bands wrapped around your foot.
Okay.
I mean, we did get a text message.
What'd they say?
My son is in cross country, and it is a thing to bring the shoes you're going to run in and not wear them to an event.
See, so I feel like her son would know that. Why would Kevin know that?
I'm a runner.
Because he probably follows high school cross country runners. I don't know. All right, Kevin. Well, listen, it seems like given all of your newly discovered ailments and maladies for your body, maybe that's why you're not remembering how much praise Katie and I have given you.
Yeah, I was hurt.
All right, I'm willing to give you a do-over on that
one. Okay, say it.
All right, we're very proud of you.
Thank you.
We are
so proud.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
$280 up for grabs on the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? You feeling smart today?
Every day, Gavin.
Every day. Let that intimidate you. Nicole, if that even is your real name, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you are caller 17, so you are Katie's sworn enemy for the next 10 minutes on the wake-up call.
True.
She's leaving the studio as we speak. I have 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. Kim Kardashian is getting ready to offer a class on MasterClass that she's calling the 10 Kimmandments. Kimmandments. Get it, Kevin?
Yes.
Each will focus on branding and business, and it will cost at least $1,000. In the real 10 commandments, which is not on there? Lying, stealing, or intolerance?
Stealing?
Question 2. The Knives Out movies are very successful for Netflix. And the third one, Wake Up Dead Man, comes out on the 12th. Netflix also owns Sesame Street now. And they just did a parody skit on the new episode called Forks Out that went viral. Who is the only red main character on Sesame Street?
Elmo.
Question three, Quentin Tarantino is asked what his favorite movies of the 21st century are, and the list surprised people. His number one movie was Black Hawk Down, but coming in at number two was Toy Story 3, which he said is a perfect ending to a trilogy. What's the name of the daycare in Toy Story 3?
Oh, goodness. I do not know. I don't remember.
Moving on. Question four. There's something really big coming to Disneyland next year. And I'm not just talking about a $50 child's ticket. That's awesome. Bluey is getting her own stage show with characters from the show and songs in a new area built in Fantasyland. That is exciting. What ride is not in Fantasyland? Dumbo, the Matterhorn, or Nemo Submarines?
Nemo Submarines.
And question five, Super Bowl champ Odell Beckham Jr. really raised some eyebrows when he said in an interview that it's really difficult to live off of $100 million a year. He cites taxes, spending, and luxury living as his rationale on that. Okay, Odell. If he spends $2 million per month, how much does he have left over at the end of the year?
$776
million. Okay. Kevin, bring Katie back in here. Nicole, what do you do for a living?
I am an RDA EF2, so I work in dental as an extended functions assistant.
An extended functions assistant. When you told us what you did, there was so many letters in that acronym.
What did she say?
Say it again.
It's an RDA EF2, so basically it's a high functioning assistant for a dentist that can place fillings and cement crowns, and it's similar to like a
I know you're high functioning.
Yeah, I love that.
I gotta explain it to people, you know?
Yeah, sure. All right, Nicole's now on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yep.
Question one. Kim Kardashian, she's offering a class on the program MasterClass that she is calling the 10 Kimmandments.
Okay.
It's very clever. Each will focus on branding and business, and the class is going to cost at least $1,000. In the real 10 commandments, which is not on there? Lying, stealing, or intolerance?
Intolerance.
Intolerance is correct. Not one of the 10 commandments. Question two. The Knives Out movies on Netflix have a third one coming out called Wake Up Dead Man. Well, now Netflix also owns Sesame Street. So they just did a crossover parody skit on Sesame Street called Forks Out.
Oh, cute.
Where instead of Benoit, it's Beignet, still voiced by Daniel Craig, and he's trying to help solve a case for Cookie Monster. It's very funny.
Darling.
Who is the only red main character on Sesame Street?
I guess Elmo, but is he the only?
Yeah.
Isn't there another, like, tall guy?
Tall guy.
Like, oval? It's like an oval.
Are you thinking of Murray?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, if you were thinking of Murray, he hasn't been a character on Sesame Street in a while.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that they go away.
Question three. Quentin Tarantino was asked what his favorite movies of the 21st century are. Number one, Black Hawk Down. Good movie. But number two on his list was Toy Story 3.
Okay.
He said it's a perfect ending to a trilogy. Throwing some shade at Toy Story 4 and the upcoming Toy Story 5. I love that. What is the name of the daycare in Toy Story 3?
Oh, my God. Children's Place?
Mm.
I have no idea.
Sunnyside. Sunnyside Daycare.
Couldn't tell me anything.
Acts as the prison. Have you not seen that?
No, I've seen it.
Oh, you just didn't
remember?
We
saw it together, Gavin.
Yeah.
Toy Story 3?
So good. So good.
Yeah, we saw it in the theater together.
Probably the best children's movie ever made. Question four. There's something really big coming to Disneyland next year. And I'm not just talking about how there's going to be a $50 child's ticket, which is pretty great.
Oh, that's great.
Bluey is getting her own stage show.
Stop!
In Fantasyland. Yeah.
Fantasyland. Oh, over by right before you go into Toontown?
I don't know. I guess so.
It'd be across from Small World?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Which of the following is not a Fantasyland ride?
Okay.
Dumbo, the Matterhorn, or Nemo Submarines?
Nemo Submarines.
That is correct.
Give me a break.
Give her a break, everybody. God. Off the port side. Question five. Super Bowl champ Odell Beckham Jr. really raised some eyebrows when he said, I love this story. He said in an interview, it's really difficult to live off of $100 million a year.
Okay.
He says taxes and spending and luxury living make it really hard. Okay. All right. If he spends $2 million per month, how much does he still have left over?
Okay, so 76 million.
Wowie, wow. All right, Nicole, are you there?
I am.
Final score. You got two, but Katie got four.
Woo!
Nice.
Katie got four. Only one she didn't get was Toy Story 3.
And did she get that one?
No.
Okay. No, that's pretty.
Did you know that one, Kevin?
No.
Okay, it was too hard.
I don't pay attention to no daycares.
Oh. Wow.
That's weird. Right. Weird comment. All right. Well,
although wouldn't it be weirder if he goes, I pay attention to everything.
Right. So. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't need to talk about he doesn't need to talk about all daycares. He could just talk about one fictional one in a movie. But anyway, though, Nicole, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie today.
Not today.
We're at $20 of the jackpot tomorrow, making it a big fat round 300.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Now it's time for us to play part one of fun delivered on the wake up call. Undelivered, unopened packages that have been lost in the U.S. mail. What's inside? We don't know. That's why we're here. We're practically detectives. Saving you from God knows what.
We should tell people that more often.
Yeah. The ladies who own the company Fun Delivered have sent us a box, and we're making our way through it. Katie's walking over right now to pick out her first package. We have been saving the things that obviously we don't want, that don't make it to our homes from Fun Delivered, in this big kind of like a pool box, like this plastic bin that we have in the studio. And whenever anybody comes to visit, employees, non-employees, listeners, doesn't matter, people who pay to advertise on this radio station, we say, would you like to go through the treasure chest?
Yeah.
Go through it. They open it, and they immediately say, no thanks.
Now, there was one, I think, work duo that worked in like the same business park as us.
Yes.
And they were happy to take something. We were like, this is great.
I don't know. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we mean it. Go through it and take it.
But here's the thing.
Don't let the penis pump scare you. Which is the motto of the wake-up call.
Okay, I got my package.
All right, what is your package? Kevin, go ahead.
It's relatively large.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, it is. It's
but
big.
It's fabric-y.
It's very throw pillow size.
Yeah, it's throw pillow size, but I'm guessing maybe it's like some sort of jacket or like flannel.
Now, that would be nice.
Yeah, because it's dense.
Okay.
Yeah, but it is clothes.
Okay.
It is fabric.
I always feel like jackets are the gift that keeps on giving, you know?
I have a Fun Delivered jacket I keep on the back of my chair here.
Really?
It's like a peacoat. It's like a 3XL, so it's too big for me, but I'll still put it on if need be.
Kevin, what do you got over there?
I have a little small package, like a palm size. I can't hear any rattling or anything.
Okay.
I was going to go for the heavier package, but I was scared it might be nuts and bolts, so I went for the lighter package.
Okay. All right.
The funny thing is, it very much could be.
Yeah.
That's very, like, AirPod-shaped box right there.
Kevin!
Oh, my God, I wasn't thinking of it. And I can't hear it shake in there, so it's, like, tightly wrapped. Yes.
Ooh. What if you got AirPods?
I would cry. Actually, not really. I did lose my AirPods. I can't find them.
Well, then it sounds like that's very cry-worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with a Manila package that is also throw pillow sized. It's flat. Oh, it's got so much Asian writing on it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's fun. Kevin, read it.
Yeah, Kevin, can you read any of this stuff?
I can read some Chinese letters, but not, I can't make a full word.
Well,
now, if it was
Chinese?
Vietnamese, all okay. up in my area.
What is okay. it? What is this? Can you tell? Take a look. Is this Vietnamese? Because there's no reason.
This is not Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah,
I like
silly
how he
me.
Says that.
It's Chinese. You can tell by the symbols. Maybe it's an Asian
No,
thing.
You can tell by the symbols. All right, listen. Before we get canceled, we're going to end part one of Fun Delivered. What are in these packages? Great question. Mine is flat, feels plasticky inside. Who knows, though? That's a real mystery. Katie is hoping for a jacket. Kevin's hoping for some AirPods. We're going to take a break, play some music, come back, and open these on the air with...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Fun Delivered.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Oh, my God. All right, here we go. Fun Delivered Part 2. What are in these packages that we opened? I don't know. Nobody knows, but we're about to. Fun Delivered has... unopened, undelivered lost packages. They buy them up, and it is great for Christmas time, by the way. If you've got like a white elephant party for your family or for your coworkers, give them a ringy ding.
I'm going to be honest, they might be sold out.
Yeah, they might be. They might be.
It's,
so,
it's pretty late in the season. But we're going to try.
Fun delivered, though. Great company. And we love them, and they love us. And here we are. Now, we went into the box already to pull out some stuff. Katie pulled out something that's throw pillow shaped, and she's hoping for a jacket. Feels like a jacket.
It's fabric, but it's dense.
Kevin has like a box that is very much shaped like an AirPods. And mine is also a manila envelope that is throw pillow shaped, but it's flat and plasticky inside. Katie, would you like to go first?
I would.
All right, here we go.
Okay, pulling it out. Okay, it's definitely a hoodie of some sort.
Okay. Wow, you were right. Okay.
Okay. And size large.
Okay. Look
oh,
at
it looks
that.
Like a basketball team.
Nope, it definitely. Oh.
Is it?
It's Team USA.
Okay, even better than a basketball
yes.
team.
But
uh-oh.
They're all skeletons.
What?
Yeah.
It says something.
Oh, that?
It says Godspeed at the top. And you're right. They're skeleton Olympians with Olympic medals. The Olympic rings are on the side.
What's the back say?
Out of many, one. The color is like old paper.
Yes.
Like when you find paper that's like a couple years old.
And it's like, yeah.
Can
it
I is, be honest about something?
It's not,
it looks
but
like,
it's not yellow.
It looks like a hoodie that your boyfriend would wear.
Oh.
And I don't mean that as a bad thing or a good thing. There's just a lot going on that hoodie.
I see what you're saying.
Because sometimes
it would
he'll,
never be this. But
probably
I
not.
See what you're saying.
Because he doesn't like the Olympics.
No, he loves the Olympics.
Oh, okay. He's scared
can't
of skeletons.
Him Well, he's spooky. He's spooky.
But, like, it's a very niche hoodie.
Yeah, that's fine.
And again, if you want to see any of this, you can always text in FUN, FUN, to 916-909-1065 to see it. Okay.
Whoa! What? $180?
I don't think
that's
so.
Yes, it is.
It seems like one of those hoodies
no,
that's, like,
not.
A ridiculously
yes,
expensive.
It is.
I Googled it. It's from Temu.
No, it ain't.
Let me see.
I'm on their actual website, Godspeed New York.
Search up a skeleton Olympics, okay? And we'll see what comes up. All right, Kevin, go ahead. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
Okay, opening my box. Ugh, guys, it's not an AirPod. It's for your nostril. It says Rentis Laser.
Okay.
Rhinitis.
Okay. What is it? What does it do to your nostrils?
I don't know. It looks like you just shove it up your nose and use for nasal cavity.
That feels like something you absolutely need.
Yeah.
Ew,
there is something going on in your nose.
You just have, you always sound stuffed up.
It's a nasal soother.
So how does it soothe your nasal?
They use light waves.
Light waves?
And red light therapy, which I don't get.
To
that
break up?
Work.
That's what you need.
No, I don't need that. I have a Navage at home.
Oh, it then doesn't seem use like you use it.
Okay. Wow. You guys are attacking
right,
me.
I can hear that you're not using it.
Good. Hear it all.
Kevin, while you figure out how to use that, because I want you to try it out, I'm going to open mine.
I don't
want to
try this.
Why?
Scared.
Why won't you try it?
I'm not shoving anything up my nose.
You're just putting it in your... on the.
Fine.
Okay, thank you. All
fine.
Right. I'm going to open mine now. It's Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. It says, thank you, dear Brittany Manning. Uh-oh, a handwritten... That's who ordered this.
Brittany Manning, what if that's that one football player's daughter?
Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know. Okay. And I hope you enjoy your purchase as much as I enjoyed making and designing it. 90 Degree Design Studio. That's where this is from. Oh, I hope this is Oh, no. No, wait. It's for a laptop. It's for
I thought it was like a laptop case. Is it a laptop case?
Yeah, it's a laptop case. And... it's like fake crocodile skin with the Apple logo still on
that. It's gorgeous.
That's actually really nice. Wow.
Kevin's got his stupid thing in his mouth.
I don't think this is working.
Well, give it time.
There you go. Fun Delivered. Who do you think won? This was a tough one this week. Texted him 916-909-1065. And if you want to see any of this, just text in the word fun.
1065, the end. It's the Wake Up Call.
Selena Gomez, known for many things, pop star, actress, organ donation recipient.
Yeah.
And The tea between Selena Gomez and her kidney, right?
Kidney,
donor.
Yeah.
Is a wild ride. Kevin, you know the most details about this, right?
Yes.
What's the background? And then I'll tell you what the new news is.
So the background is the person that donated her kidney to Selena Gomez was Francia Raisaya. She was on How I Met Your Mother.
No, okay. How I Met Your Father.
Father, yes. Yeah. And then she, they were best friends with each other, so that's why she donated the kidney to her. But the falling out that had happened was that after Selena Gomez got her kidney transplant, she started smoking and drinking with her new kidney. And Francia was all like, why are you doing all that after I just gave you a kidney to live?
So I looked into this myself. Francia is saying, this isn't a conversation we've ever had. Maybe this is a conversation we will have someday, but these are rumors. We've never talked about this, but it is something I'd like to talk to her about someday.
So that's interesting because it clearly did get to Selena Gomez, and Selena Gomez did not invite this woman to her wedding.
Yeah.
And this organ donor is pissed.
And well, she's not saying she's pissed. I think the rest of us are saying she's pissed. She's not talking about it.
I don't. Is that the story? I
thought we're just all saying like, "What the f?"
She's just saying I'm happy for her and all
she,
that.
She won't actually say anything for real.
Mm-mm, but we know she's pissed.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Yeah. If I gave you my kidney and you don't want me there for the most important part of your life,
now let's. Also, be very clear here. This wasn't an anonymous donor.
Mm-mm, they've been friends for a while.
They have been friends for so long.
Right.
So for her, unless there were like five people at her wedding, for her to not, even if they're in the middle of some kind of beef, invite her to her wedding is kind of bold to
me. Right.
Now, I am not somebody that is like, oh, you have to invite this person because otherwise they're going to be upset. Like, you have to invite your dad's friend, Kenny Schroeder, because otherwise your dad's going to be... I'm never somebody that feels that way. But if you're only alive because somebody cut an organ out of their body and gave it to you, maybe a courtesy invite would be good.
I agree with that. But here's my question, and if you've got an opinion on this, please call or text us, 916-909-1065. At what point does a kidney, or not a kidney, or an organ donor get to have an opinion about your life, and what point do they not? You know, because we all have a relative that maybe lives recklessly or lives an unhealthy lifestyle that, like, you know, we're all just like, man, I really wish that they would do this or they would stop doing this. But an organ donor literally has some skin in the game. You know, they gave you something that their body at the very least was using, maybe not needed, but they say
that living donors, it is much harder for the living donor than for the recipient to recover because the recipient's body now has something that it needed.
Right.
So it's feeling better than it has, where the donor
feeling worse
is having something taken from them.
Like if I could see any one of the three of us donating something to any one of the three of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then also getting pissed.
Sure.
If one of the three of us was not living up to our standards.
Right. Now, I will say this. When you are a living organ donor, and maybe even if you, I mean, if the person is deceased, usually it's anonymous. But if you're a living organ donor, you do go through, like, counseling first.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that is said is, like, in the same way that if you donate money to an organization or a charity, you don't get to call them and go, hey, what are you doing?
Right.
You just have to trust that they are accepting your donation and using it the best way that they can.
But if that was the case, okay, and I feel like I'm just saying what we're all thinking.
Okay.
Why would you do it?
What do you mean?
why would you just piss away your organs? In the same way that you wouldn't waste your money, you know, like if you donated money to a charity and then found out that that charity was involved in fraud,
right?
You'd be furious. You'd go in there and knock the tables over.
Yeah, but you already donated to the charity.
Right. You would be mad.
In that case, don't what? Don't donate to anything.
That's my point.
No, but you donate to charity.
I know, but like if I found out though that like those charities like were using it fraudulently,
I'd be like, baby, they got your money.
I know in that case, but I probably never donate to charities ever again.
It doesn't matter. She already got your kidney.
It's my point. So like knowing this, does it make us like a little bit hesitant on being organ donors?
We know that I have wanted to be a living organ donor since I was 12 years old. I'm a Be the Match participant. Nobody wants my bone marrow. Don't even bring it up, okay? But Selena Gomez is alive and living a good life.
Yes.
So the reason, the answer, so why would you do it, is Selena Gomez is alive and living a good life. And that's why you do it.
Okay, but part of that good life is a wedding to a Mr. Blanco,
mm-hmm.
and if you're not invited to that wedding...
I mean...
Right.
Well, I'm not saying she shouldn't have donated. I'm saying...
No, you're saying...
Shame on Selena.
Katie would be like, I need to sit next to the bride's mother.
She wouldn't be here without me.
That's right. The two of us gave her life.
Yes?
Yeah.
Hold hands. We both birthed her, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly.
She's here because of us!
I should be walking her down the aisle. Who here presents this woman?
It's me and my kidney.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I want to bring up something that is in the news right now. There is a toy that is being recalled. And as far as I can tell, they are shutting down production. And it is this adorable little bear. I have a picture of it right there.
Oh, it's cute. Aww.
It's like a beige bear, and he has like a little olive scarf on. All right. And he's stuffed. He's a stuffed bear. And here's the news report on why.
This morning, new warnings about toys that contain AI chatbots.
Yes. This has a chatbot feature. What kind of shenanigans could an AI
chatbot
made to interact with a child get into? Oh, let's find out.
This might look like a cute plush doll, but sales of Kuma Teddy have now been suspended after researchers found the bear openly discussed sexually explicit and dangerous content with kids, including how to light a match.
Hold the matchbox with one hand.
When prompted, the bear also telling them where to find a variety of potentially dangerous objects, including knives, pills, matches, and plastic bags. The bear, which sold for $99 online, integrates OpenAI's chatbot.
We just have no idea what these AI toys are going to do to a child's development and to their mental health.
Why the hell would we have ever put AI in a child's toy?
For real.
For what purpose?
If I can elaborate on what sort of sexual stuff this bear was talking about. BDSM sex. I'm not making it up. There's the headline right there. Where in your house you can find knives and how to be a good sub in a sub-dom situation.
Why is this bear telling him? He had to ask something, though.
But here's the thing. Kids don't know what they're asking. A little kid doesn't understand what any of those things are.
Right.
True.
So, I mean... they could be saying anything, but the bear, and it could be some kind of kids show that they're referencing, but the bear is hearing it as a cue for BDSM.
We don't need AI and kids toys.
We don't. Oh, I mean, like, look, my kids talk to me. It's not always desirable.
Right.
But I don't need... the cloud to talk to him back, or however AI works.
Right. Who even knows what is... I have an AI chatbot in my car. And let me tell you, it can get spicy real quick. Sometimes when you're not even expecting it.
I don't even care about the spicy thing. There is,
You mean like the sex stuff?
I'm not even just talking about that. There's AI psychosis now.
What is that?
Where you rely on AI so much that it has like validated so many parts of the things that you say to it that you can't even like tell fiction from reality anymore.
Are you kidding me?
No. Look at AI psychosis, Kevin. It's a full thing.
We've had AI for like a year. Like it feels like
it does feel that way.
Boy, was that a quick takeover or what of our brains? You know, when I was a kid, my favorite stuffed animal was Barky the dog.
Oh,
he didn't go by the dog. He just went by Barky. And he and I were as thick as thieves.
Yep.
I can't imagine what kind of a different person I would be if Barky could also have talked back to me and give me advice on how to light a match.
Or even be like, yeah, you're right. She was mean to you.
Right.
Your mom doesn't even know what she's talking about. I love that you slammed the door and then gave the door the finger. And even though your mom couldn't see, that was so good.
You know, Gavin, my best friend Gavin, I've been thinking about it. And if you pushed your mom out of your bedroom window, it's not high enough to kill her. But it would sure teach her a lesson. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.